Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank God for letting us see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is the day that no one else knows what today holds, but our Father who knows everything. And we are grateful that we are here to fulfill everything our Lord has installed for us today, to receive all the blessings He has installed for us, all the breakthroughs He has installed for us today, to meet and minister to each and everyone the Lord puts in our path today. So we are grateful right here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends. And it is a good day. Today is Friday, June the 12th, this 12th day of Friday on June 2020. Yes, so we are very thankful for God's mercy and for His grace and His love. For we serve a mighty God. We serve a gracious God, a compassionate God, a loving God. Yes, He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That's who our God is. And He is a God who hears prayer. Not only does He hear prayer, but He is a God who answers prayer. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we thank God this morning, and we're going to start by prayer and see what He has for us in this time or hour of power, prayer, and deliverance. Amen, amen. Yes, internal wise God, the one who does not change, we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We call unto you, the one who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, the one who said, come unto me and let us reason together. Yes, and you said, even though our sins, yes, may be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Even though they as red or like crimson, yes, they shall be as wool. We thank you, Father God, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for we choose this morning, Father, to abide in you and in your word, Father. We choose to abide in your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you said, if we do abide in you and abide in your word, and when we ask anything, Father, according to your will, according to your word, it shall be done unto us. So this morning, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, interceding for our nation, interceding for nations, and praying for each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we are reminded in your word, yes, in the book of 2 Chronicles 7:14, that you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear, Father, say that we'll hear from heaven and will give and forgive their sins and will heal their land. So this morning, Father God, we come with humble hearts. We humble ourselves, Father, on behalf of our nation and behalf of nations, Father. And we are praying and seeking your face, Lord. Yes, and we are turning away from our wicked ways, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you, sitting on heaven above, yes, you forgive our sin, Lord. Forgive American sins, Lord. Forgive, Father, nations, the world sins, Lord, and heal our land, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a merciful God. You are full of mercy. Have mercy upon us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your loving kindness, Lord, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, Father, we pray that you blot out all our transgressions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Forgive us all our iniquities, Lord. Cleanse us, Father. Cleanse us from all our sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, as a nation, Father, as a people, as your creation, Lord, forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Do not cast us away from your presence, Lord. Do not take away your Holy Spirit from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, this morning, that you restore unto us the joy of your salvation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. We thank you, Lord. You said even our sins, they are as scarlet. You will forgive us, Lord. You will cleanse them, and they shall be white as snow. So there is nothing impossible with you, Lord. There's nothing impossible with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Because of your love, the love, Father, that you have extended to us, because of your love, the deep love of each other and loving you, Lord. And we know, Father, because your love covers a multitude of sins. We thank you this morning, for you are a covenant-keeping God. You are a God who cannot lie, and all your promises are yea and amen. You always keep your promises. Oh, ever since the creation of anything, Father, before anything was, you always keep your covenant and all your promises. Even with our father Adam in the Garden of Eden, you kept your covenant with him. You kept your covenant with Noah when you instructed him to build the ark. So you are a covenant-keeping God. You kept your covenant with Abraham, the father of nations, when you commanded him, get out of his country. Yes, you told him to leave his country. Leave his people, get out of his father's household, and go to a land you will show him. A land, a place he had never been, a place he didn't know. But he honored you. He
obeyed you and you kept the covenant. Today we call you the Father of Abraham, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, because you are a covenant-keeping God. You fulfilled your covenant, even with Moses, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As he led the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land, you kept the covenant with him. You even talked and spoke with him as a friend spoke to a friend, or as a friend speaks to a friend. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Even today we call you friend. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We honor you, Lord, this morning. For you are a covenant-keeping God. The covenant you had with David. The lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where you grafted us in. That's where our Lord Jesus Christ, whom you sent here on this earth, Father, was born of a virgin, crucified, died, and was buried. But on the third day, he rose again, because the grave could not keep him. The grave could not hold him, and he rose. Because he lives, he can face tomorrow. So we thank you, Father. We honor you this morning, Lord. Lord of lords, King of kings, the Almighty God. We pray, Father, for the nation, for our nation, for salvation, Lord. You send your Son, Jesus. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. For God, you so loved this world that you gave your only begotten, whosoever believe in you, Lord, would not perish, but have everlasting life. We know some of these things that are going on today. It's because of not obeying you, because people are disconnected to everlasting life. So this morning, Father God, we pray for salvation. We call forth souls to the kingdom from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, men and women, all ages. Thank you, Lord. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it is, whatever the stronghold is that is holding them back, we loosen it by the power of the blood of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Father. Touch their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, the hatred that is going on, we cut it off with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. And we pray, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, that we do what you have called us to do, that we do not get entangled with all this discord, the noise, the loudness that is going on, and we lose focus of what we are supposed to do. So in the midst of the storm, you still save. You still save lives. You are God of the storm. You are God of the mountain. You are God of the valley. You are God when it's calm. You are God when it's not calm. You remain God. You don't change. So this morning, Father, we call forth our brothers and sisters to the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that has been holding them back, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's just ignorance that they have not heard anything about you, time for them to hear. So we call for the church. We call for wisdom, wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we call forth, Father, and pray for all churches, Bible-believing churches, their leaders, and the church family, that they do what you have called them to do, to win souls. So we pray for wisdom. He said, he that wins souls is wise. So we pray for wisdom, Lord, wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Because you said, when we do that, you will heal our land. And by healing our land, Lord, it's for salvation. It's where it begins. And then healing and deliverance will follow. So we're still believing, Father, for men and women to come to the kingdom. And we thank you for healing our land. Not only the economy of the land, but also physical healing. And many people, Father, who are not feeling well, even with all other diseases, terminal diseases, cancerous diseases, and this COVID-19 still attacking people, taking lives, stealing lives. We pray, Father God, for your healing power, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, because there are many. I just found out last night the numbers are going up again for this COVID-19. So I pray, Father, for wisdom that people do what they are supposed to do. Hygiene and taking care of themselves and others and be considerate to others. That this disease will not get out of control and go on the rampage. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for you heal, Father. You heal all our diseases. So we pray, Father God, for those who are in their sick beds and the elderly in the nursing homes and their caregivers, the health staff. Pray for them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the essential workers and many other businesses and workplaces are open and people are back to work. I just pray, Father God, for protection and wisdom with the employers and the employees that they work together. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for every person in their respective place, their respective work, whatever work they do, Father, that you protect each and every person, Father. Give them wisdom. We need your wisdom, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. We pray for families, Lord. We pray for families. In the mighty name of Jesus, blended families, blended marriages, the children. I pray, Father God, that you give each one wisdom, and each and everyone operate in their respective places and honor and respect each other and do what they are supposed to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord. I just want to pray for this young man, Lord, Intwan. He spoke with his mother last night, and she was really down and heartbroken for her son. And I got himself in trouble. I don't know the details, but I know you to be a merciful God. I know you to be a gracious God, that you give him favor, Lord, with the courts as he goes for his case, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you give him favor, Father, with the judge. And he's a young man. He has a whole life ahead of him. He's just, late teens or early 20s. I'm not sure, but he's very, very young. And he has a whole life ahead of him. We don't want this young man to be a statistic, to be just another number. If you are a redeeming God, I have heard testimonies after testimonies where you deliver and transform people. That's why we pray for salvation, that people will turn from their wicked ways. So this young man in turn, Lord, and we prayed earlier for Justin. Father, what you do for one, you do for the other. And there are so many young people, because of lack of guidance or just the curiosity of being at the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever it is that attracts them and causes them at the moment to act in that way. I just pray, Father God, that not only our legal system deals with them, but they have a change of heart, a change of heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your deliverance with these young people. So speaking of young people, Father, we continue to pray for men in our land, Father, for their protection and guidance. And give them favor, restore them back. So much has been stolen from them. So many blocks has been, hindrances has been put against them. So many obstacles. But we know, Father God, for you are a miracle worker. You are a destined fixer. Thank you, Father, for fixing their destiny, for taking away and removing obstacles in the mighty name of Jesus, that they get back on the path, that they will fulfill their full potential, what you have called them to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I pray, Father God, this morning for all our leaders, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our president, the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, all the courts, the lower courts, the upper courts, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, the vice president, and all their cabinets, the advisors, everyone in position of authority. I pray, Father God, that you give them wisdom, that they do what is right. As you said, Father, in your word, that if we bring our petitions to you and pray and intercede with thanksgiving for those people who are in position of authority, we'll be able to live in peace and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. And Father God, we pray right now that you give them knowledge, Lord. Give them wisdom that they make good decisions. As they make those decisions, Father, there will be people best for benefit of all mankind, not to continue harming people, dividing people, no, bringing people together. In the mighty name of Jesus, and each and every unjust that has been hidden, I pray, Father, that you expose it. Expose everything, put it up in the surface that it will be dealt with in love, and that everyone, Father, no more injustice, no more discrimination, no more manipulation, no more abuse. In the mighty name of Jesus, in all areas of our system, education system, health system, housing system, all systems, even the workforce system, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we live as a people in peace and quiet. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father God, for healing our land, healing our nation, Lord, for you are a good shepherd. You are a good shepherd. And we shall not want, Father, for you are our shepherd. You make us lie down in green pastures, and you lead us beside the still waters. Thank you, Father, for restoring our souls, for you are a burden lifter. You are a burden lifter. You said, come unto me, you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we are coming unto you, Father, with all our burdens. And we know burdens are lifted on Calvary. So lift our burdens, Lord. We lift up our eyes unto the hills. From where comes our help? Our help comes from the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. We lift up our eyes to you, Lord, because you will make our feet not to be moved. For you who keeps us in the slumber, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. Thank you, Father. Thank you for restoring our souls. Thank you, Father, for leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, even though we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we feel like we have been in the valley of the shadow of death for a long time. Valley. But we know, Father, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. We are believing, Father God, that our morning is coming and our joy is coming, that this valley of the shadow of death, we are getting to the end of it. Thank you, Lord, for we are not afraid. We will fear no evil, for we know that you are with us, Lord. Your rod support us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my God, for preparing a table for us, Father, in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. We are a resilient people. In the mighty name of Jesus. For centuries, for years and hundreds of years of oppression, of discrimination, of injustice. But we are still here. We are still here because you prepare a table for us, Father. In the presence of our enemies, we still rise. we still shine because you anoint our heads with oil in the mighty name of Jesus. And our cups run over. They're running over. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father, for your goodness. We praise you for your mercy, for your love and kindness that endureth forever. For you are a good God. You are a merciful God. Brothers and sisters, let us just take this time to praise God, because the enemy has been trapping us, wanting us to destroy us, but we always escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. And it is his love, it is his grace. So the lines are open right now. We just want to praise him for his goodness. We are alive right now.
We praise you, Lord. We praise your name.
Bless your name, O God. We praise you, God. Bless
your name,
God. You are good, God.
You are mighty and powerful and powerful, Lord
God.
You have begun to pull down
the sun, O Lord, to the going down of the same, Lord. We bless your name, God. You are so good, God.
Your heart today, God. We pray for salvation today, God.
Father, it's in you we live.
Ever and ever and ever.
Have our being, God. There is nothing like you, Lord
God. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus, the one without sin, the one that is our Savior, the one that intercedes for us. We thank you as we pray for the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our provision, our
Father.
Right now, Lord God, that you make intercessions for us. As we praise you this morning, God. Father, we thank you right now.
Yes, Lord,
you,
that as you become,
you sent him into
my
this world
to save
us.
We thank you, God, that you are our Redeemer, Lord. You're our King, God,
you, Lord,
the King
God.
Of all.
I ask you to cover every
king
of white throne,
and mighty,
O
God.
I think one of my
mighty,
Lord God,
you are,
God.
God.
And
the wonderful counselor.
None of our family,
you are the King,
none of our friends, anybody on the prayer line.
You are the most
we pray for this nation. We pray for the world. We pray for the four corners of the world, the north, the south, the east, and the west. We praise your holy name.
Never change. You remain the same, God.
So
thank you, Lord, for your
righteousness.
You are
your
God. Hallelujah.
My
God.
We are running to you right now, Lord God. We know that you're safety.
If you before
you can guard
against this, and I really don't care because of you.
And we thank you, Lord God, that you are comforting us. For those that are grieving, those that are grieving,
glory to you, God.
That are downtrodden right now, Lord God. We thank you right now that you're raising up a standard today, God.
As we
praise your name, we will praise you in the blood. We will praise you in the
blood.
We will praise you in the
name, God.
We bless your name.
For
how we thank you that you sent your
God.
Son.
You
sent him into this world to save us. We thank you, Creator of all things. We know, Lord God, that you created our
doors, God.
And as we worship you this morning, Lord God, we know that you are opening many doors right now, Lord God, and that you are closing those doors right now, Lord God. We bind up the work of the many enemy right now. Let God take captive people's hearts and minds. We ask that you pour out your spirit. Your first morning, this morning.
Acknowledge
your
God.
Your mind, this morning. You said that you would pour out your
today,
spirit. Those are your promises. And we live by faith and not by sight. We live by your promises right now, Lord God. You promised to protect our family. You promised to save us, Lord
God.
You promised right now, Lord God.
Thank you for your grace today, God.
We thank you for your gracious word, God. We thank you for your word. You are not a man.
Thank you, Lord,
you are God.
God.
And you keep all of your words. Your words will not
come out here, Lord. Your arms are not too short that you cannot reach.
Good morning, Lord God.
You comfort us, Lord.
In this hour,
Lord,
we praise you, Lord God. You
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God. You broke every generational curse. And Father, we thank you right now that you find
our spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Almighty God, thank you right now that you're touching hearts today. That a backstabber, that backbiter, that liar,
we shall run and not weary. We shall walk.
We shall hold your spirit upon us this morning. They're going to turn from their evil, wicked ways and turn to you. Father, we release
you.
Fall to our knees right now. Fall to our knees right now.
From the dead,
God, you holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Almighty, all-powerful God. Holy is the Lamb of God. He is the one that came to earth. Yes,
thank you for wrapping up
you will pull down those evil spirits right now. Father, we come before you. this morning to come to your son, Jesus, asking your son, Jesus, to take our prayer requests and your ask that your will be done in our lives. And we thank you for that right now, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that you are destroying the word of the enemy. You did it last night, Lord God, in the midnight hour. You parted the Red Sea. Mountain.
Yes.
Be removed. You let that wall be broken down. That wall that is stopping your people. That is blocking your people from going to where they need to go. We thank you for deliverance for every family, for every friend, for every day. We thank you for salvation right now. We know that you can do it. You have praying for miraculous things that we thank you right now.
On
how you can turn a prostitute into a prophetess right now, Lord. And you can bring a pimp into a right now, Lord God.
So we thank you, Father.
Doing drugs right now, Lord God. You can make a drug addict. You can make our deacon and make him be a pastor or a preacher. You can make him be an apostle. It's you that called us, Lord God. You are the one that called the one to serve you right now, Lord God. And we thank you as they stand and be boldly right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have created teachers and preachers and rebels right now, Lord God. Your servants right now, Lord God. The heart after your people right now, Lord God. For their souls to be saved right now, Lord God. Those that are seeking the truth and not compromising, Lord God. Those that are seeking the truth of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that your spirit is flowing this morning. Holy Spirit, as you wake the people up this morning, as they rise up this morning, Lord God. They will bow down before you and honor you today, Lord God, before they even step out of that door right now. We thank you right now that people will reverence you this morning, that they will call upon your name, call on the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord God, whether they're standing up or kneeling down or falling or laying in their bed, Lord God. Oh, Father, let us prostrate before you this morning. Let us come before you this morning. Let us cry out and call out to you, the King and Lord of Lords. Father, we just thank you right now. You sent your precious son, Jesus. Your son was a sacrifice, and we thank you for that this morning. God Almighty, protect people as they travel. Yes, Lord, as they travel in need of transportation, Lord God. Protect people on their jobs, Lord God.
We thank you.
Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bind up pride and arrogance right now in the name of Jesus. There are some that are so prideful and arrogant, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you will send them in their way right now. In the name of Jesus, as we bless your name, now, as we praise you this morning, Lord God, turning from their evil, wicked ways right now. Because you broke every chain, every shackle off of their hearts and their minds. And we thank you right now that we will have thoughts of you, good thoughts, Lord God. You're not going to do anything to harm anybody, so we thank you right now. Your ways are righteous, and we thank you for it right now. You are mighty and powerful. You begin to pull down those strongholds. When you pull those strongholds down, people are walking in freedom. And we thank you for that this morning. Thank you for right thinking this morning, not thinking right now, Lord God.
You're
touching those people right now. In the name of Jesus, you bind up the work of the enemy right now, Lord God. You loose your spirit upon them, the spirit of love and peace and of a sound mind this morning. And we thank you for that this morning. Holy Spirit, you continue to have your way with your people. Thank you for opening up our eyes to see this morning, Lord God. Thank you for delivering people from darkness right now to the marvelous light. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, you remove the blindness from the people's eyes right now. The heart is from their hearts today, right now. Yes, Lord, as we think about you, Lord God, we think about the beauty, the beautiful things that you are about to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you right now that as you walk in the Garden of Eden, you know everything, Lord God. You know all things, and we thank you for that right now. We call upon the name of Jesus, the name that is a strong tower. We thank you, Lord, as all powerful, almighty, all-knowing God, creator of all things. You created man and woman. You created us in your image, and we thank you that we are walking in the image of God. Father, we thank you right now. Yes, you sacrificed your son, Jesus. You sent them into this world.
My Lord, my Lord.
I say that we have to call on the name of Jesus, because Jesus is the one that makes intercession for us. He goes to the Father and asks that your will be done in our lives. We don't know what you want us to do, Lord God, but you will reveal it through your Son, Jesus. You will allow your Son, Jesus, to speak to our heart. You will allow your Son, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. As we lay everything down at your feet and not worry right now, Lord God, because we know worry is a sin. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to trust you right now. Yes, Lord, we know, Lord God, that we have to live by faith, because without faith it is impossible to please you. We want to please you this morning, God. We want to please you every day. We want to please you. We want to have faith the size of a mustard seed. Father, we thank you that we can trust you today. We can trust you for protection, for provision, for everything that you have for us today, Lord God. Thank you this morning, Lord God, that you are making our pathway clear. Thank you right now as we follow after Jesus. We have to follow Jesus because he's the way, the truth, and the life right now, Lord God. We just thank you this morning. We thank you as we cry out to you, Lord God. We ask you already, Lord God, to save people all over this world. Every soul to be saved. Let us not be concerned, so concerned about all this stuff that's going on, because you will take care of us. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know what we need before we even ask you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now for provision, for protection, Lord God. There's so much. You are Yeshua HaMashiach. You thank you right now, Lord God. You are King of Kings right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Abba Father, we thank you as we come before you this morning. There are so many of us on the prayer line and all over this world. We're here, Lord God. We're not on this prayer line to play. We're on this prayer line to pray. And we thank you right now, Lord God, as we glorify your name, Lord God, as we lift your name up. We thank you right now. We thank you for our hands and protection over everybody's store pumps, over the cars, whatever means of transportation. Cover people as they're walking down the street, they're pedestrians, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come before them on the airplanes, on the buses, Lord God. In cars, on motorcycles, or bicycles, Lord God. Whatever means of transportation, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Even on trains and subways, Lord God. Right now, Lord God. We thank you right now that you're giving us the mind of Christ. You are going to fill our hearts with joy this morning. Lord God, that you said that you would give us. Your words are promises. You will not leave us nor forsake us. We know that you're not going to do that. So we trust you this morning. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you and we praise you. There's no sickness or disease in anybody's body this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We speak faith words this morning. We thank you right now, Lord God. There are no headaches, no backaches, no heartaches this morning. No cancer, no sickle cell, Lord God. No arthritis, no nothing, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. The healer, you can heal this land. Your people are calling upon you, Lord God. They're kneeling before you, Lord God. We pledge allegiance to you right now. We know, Lord God, that you're healing this land right now. We know that you're healing this land right now, Lord God. You're healing the whole world right now. In the name of Jesus. We're not just praying for the United States. We're praying for every country, every nation, every tongue. Those that are speaking different languages, Lord God. We're interceding for them, and they're interceding for us. We thank you right now, mighty, mighty, powerful God, the one that can move everything. And we thank you right now. He's not just the ruler of the United States, he's the ruler of the whole universe. And we thank you right now. We thank you for life and life more abundant right now. You are making a way for us. You will feed us and you will clothe us. And we thank you right now, Lord God. You will provide for us right now, Lord God. Help the homeless people. Help the ones that are hungry out there. Help the ones that are unemployed right now. Help the ones that are financially drained, spiritually drained right now. Help us today, God, because we need you, that you're going to fill us with your Holy Spirit as we've been filled up right now, Lord God. We thank you for that right now. We thank you for overflowing of your Spirit. You said you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and we're looking forward right now, Lord God, for this day, this the day that you created, this day that you made. And we will go out and minister to someone. We will let somebody know about your love. We will let somebody know how mighty and powerful you are. You created us in this. In this world, in your image, Lord God, and you want us to be Christ-like right now, Lord God, not to be lovers of this world, but to love you. And we focus on the kingdom of God right now, the holiness right now, as we enter into the holy of holy right now, Lord God. You are so mighty and powerful. We just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're going to keep us all in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. We're not going to murmur and complain. We're not going to gossip. We're not going to backbite and backstab people. We're going to love people. We're going to tell them who you are. You are the one that loves us right now, and we thank you right now. We'll cast our cares upon you right now because you care for us. You will feed us and clothe us today. You will provide shelter for us. Yes, Lord. You will open up our eyes to see and our hearts to receive all the love that you have for us. Your love is so great and so mighty and so powerful. I'd rather have your love than anything else in this world. And I just thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you for
your love and kindness.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you love us so much. And you go to the Father on our behalf. You know what we need. You know what we need. And we thank you for that right now. Our needs are greater than our wants. And I thank you for that right now. And I just thank you right now. For a spiritual overflowing right now. We're praying for revival, revival in every home all over this world. We're praying for revival, for renewal right now. Hearts will be turned towards you. All this hate will be covered up right now, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for that right now, Lord God, because sometimes we don't know how to pray, but you make intercession for us, and we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Touch every heart today.
Thank you,
clear
Lord.
Up every broken heart today, Lord
yes.
God. Touch our
Hallelujah.
Families today, Lord God. Those that are bereaved, those
Hallelujah.
That are grieving right now, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Those that need you right now, Lord God, we call upon you right now. We thank you for that. Yes, Lord,
thank
yes.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will dwell
Praise
in the house
Jesus.
Of the Lord forever and ever.
Yes.
As you promised us
yes.
that. We thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
thank you,
name.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Almighty, all-powerful, powerful
name.
God.
Hallelujah.
The way, the truth, and the life, and we thank him for that.
Yes.
We thank him for his promises.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise his name
Jesus.
Today because he is worthy
Hallelujah.
To be praised.
Hallelujah.
If you don't murmur and complain, he will make your pathway
Hallelujah.
Clear in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
In the name,
in the name
of
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
no.
in Jesus' name.
No.
Yes, David says in Psalm 145, David says, I will exalt thee, O God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever.
Yes.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the mighty of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly
yes.
utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O God, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall, and raise up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I will just close with our scripture of the week, which is Psalm 121, verses 1 to 3. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keeps thee will not slumber. Our God is always, always on our side, and greater is he who is on our side than he who is against us. For we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we are more than conquerors. There are conquerors out there, but we are more than them because we have a big God, a great God in us, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, the one who is able to make all crooked ways straight and smoothen all rough places for us. It has been rough lately, but we have a big God who is able and who fights all our battles. If he wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. The enemy, who is a thief, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his target. And that's his aim. And we are his targets. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy us. But we are still here because of God's grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God for you all and being here and the time and hour of power of prayer, praise, and deliverance. I do believe that as we praise God, as we open our mouths and praise him, heavy burdens fall off, burdens were lifted up, breakthroughs became alive in us. All those things, all those petitions, I believe our God is our defender, and he came and always on our rescue. He is on our side. So I thank God this morning, and we praise God for this time of prayer, and just reminding everyone, let's continue being vigilant and being prayerful. You know, this month, it's a month of prayer and fasting. You know, pick a day or two or even three, a week of prayer and fasting. I just thank God because I received a message from one of my cousins yesterday, and our president of my birth country, where I come from in Zimbabwe, has called Zimbabwe as a nation on the 15th, which is this coming Monday, to be a day of prayer, to pray for the nation of Zimbabwe. And I'm inviting you as my brothers and sisters and prayer partners here, as you pray and seek the Lord this month as we pray, if Monday is not your fasting day, as you pray to remember Zimbabwe. And our God is a God of restoration. He restores his people. Even with this country, God is still in charge. He is in control. He got the whole world in his hands. He is in charge. Even if the enemy might roar like a lion,
He is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah. And when he roars, fire comes out of him. And our God is a consuming fire. So we thank God. I'm not sure if Pastor Darlene is back, but we're going to say you all have a blessed weekend, a lovely weekend, as I always say, and I do believe it, and I look forward. It happened in my life, and I know it happens in yours, that our God takes us from glory to glory, and this weekend is going to be a better weekend than last weekend. It's going to be a joyful,
Amen.
A peaceful, a glorious weekend this weekend than last weekend. Because our God doesn't take us backwards. He takes us forward. He moves us forward.
Amen.
We are forward with Jesus. So it's going to be a blessed weekend. You all have a blessed weekend. And we will see
Amen.
Each other right here, same
Amen.
Station, same place, same time on Monday. If our Lord tarries, if we will be right. Here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Keep smiling. Keep smiling.
Okay, this is Darlene.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session, and if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.